So it seems like there might be a lot of experimentation when you're involved in your creative process.
Yeah, well, when I first started doing the loop shows, it was coming out of me being a backup guitarist and a backup singer in other bands, and I didn't really have that many of my own songs, and so the majority of my material was ad-lib, and my earlier shows were more like comedy routines where I would make up things. I mean, there was even points where I'd ask the audience, like, give me a subject, and I'd make up things on that subject, and it was more like I was playing for 20 people, 30 people at a time, so it was more like a time of we're having fun and I'm just jesting with everybody musically. And that kind of turned into, you know, life happens, serious things happen, and you actually get to a point in life where you like feel like you need to write something down and then have serious music, and then there starts the career.
Wow, that's cool too that you added comedy into it.
Yeah.
You still do a little bit, like you do, and some of your songs too, like Chicken Pot Pie. And
no, that's actually,
that's serious.
That's a very serious song. It means a lot to me. I can't talk about it too much or I'll start crying.
Really?
No.
That would be really intense.
Yeah. If
you just broke down right now.
I can't talk about Chicken Pot Pie right now. Give me a minute.
And you have a new one called Teddy Bear.
Oh yeah.
Teddy Bear. You're so, there's so much like comfort in all of your music, but when you think of those two things, two teddy bears and chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
I feel like you, you want to make people feel good. That's definitely where you're at with it.
Totally. I mean, that's my mission, is to improve lives. That's what gives me meaning, or like makes me feel like what I'm doing means something, you know? So the enrichment of lives is like my main goal. To make people's day better and week better and life better. And it's kind of like just a comfort to go to music. Because, I mean, that's what music did for me. You know, if I was in a bad spot, I could listen to a song and it could remind me of things to get me out of that bad spot. And so I hope that's what my music does. That's my goal, at least, you know, when I set out to make music, is to improve lives.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it's the most, like, danceable, fun, like, I couldn't even control myself. Like, I was, like, I had other things I had to do, and I was like, nope, I'm going to get down. For as long as this song takes, I'm going to dance to it. Do you dance when you're not making music?
I love to dance, but I'm kind of like a prude dancer. Like, you wouldn't know I'm a dancer until something speaks to me, because it's my opinion, music, you shouldn't dance to music. Music should make you dance to it. You know, it shouldn't be like, oh, a decision. I think I'm going to dance. It's like, no, my knees are moving, my foot's moving, my shoulder's going, and I got to dance. And a lot of stuff doesn't do that for me. But if something is doing it for me, even if nobody else gets it, I will be moving like a crazy man. So, you know, when I start dancing, it's not because other people are dancing or anything else other than the music is spoken and my feet need to get, you know, grooving.
Where you can't help it.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I think music should do.
Sometimes I get mad when I want to dance and nobody's playing anything I can dance to. Like, come on.
Well, you can't force it, you know. You can't force it. It just doesn't work. Natural things in nature show you that you can't force it. If it's not there, if the feeling's not there and it's not good, whether it's friendships or whether it's like your lover, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't force things in life. They have to be, they work themselves out, you know.
Could I wish you could feel the same.
We're a mix of Puerto Rican, Irish, African, British, French, and Cherokee. Because of this, you must have an interesting perspective on diversity and race.
I think historically it's the way we look at race now is just arrogant. It's very ignorant because most people trace their heritage back to a location that's only currently about 300 years prior, not far away. Like us as Americans, we don't say, oh, I'm American. But if we went to Canada and we raised our kids in Canada, and then our kids would say, well, I'm American maybe. But that's not a bloodline or a heritage, you know. And so it's I think we look at it in a very different way than we should look at it, because locations are just migration points in a heritage that's much longer than where we claim our last meeting point was, you know. And so that's what I think of it. I think most people need to do more in history to find out where they came from and what their true origin is, you know. And so I could – origins can be summed up way quicker, but, you know, I like to give each grandparent their duty of where they came. So it's kind of cool to see how – all your grandparents came together to make your parents who came together to make you. And it's very, very, very awesome.
You know? Do you think that because you have explored what your heritage is, place of origin, do you think that that has added to your music in a way where you're bringing elements of that into it?
Well, yeah, I think knowing your history and knowing where you came from can give you a source of entitlement to the time and, in my opinion, a responsibility to carry certain things on. Like, I love playing some of the island music that I grew up with, but I also feel like it's a sense of, it's a responsibility for me, like, and my grandma and what she gave to me, which was so beautiful, to take that and give that to as many people as I can. You know, it's just giving the gift back that I received. So I think when you claim it, you know, and I claim my Puerto Rican heritage and the music that came with it, and I love it, and I'm proud about all the aspects of my heritage, whatever they are, I feel like I could live that out and try to relive the culture that came with that. Because as Americans, our culture, some people say Americans don't have culture. That's not true at all. We just have every culture of the world living under one roof, you know, and we all come together with so many different cultures. And I think they're all beautiful, separate and together.
I was impressed by how visually it's strange to watch you at points, because you've done all the work. Like, like you're pressing all these buttons. It's like you're in sort of mission control. But yet the most amazing music is happening. But you might just be like pushing a couple of buttons at that point. But I still really got the idea that there's a real flow with it. It's like any instrument that you would play or any kind of music that you would make. It's just that your instrument is, you know, in this little box around you, and it's a bunch of buttons.
I feel like with my medium being like looping, like every song is like a child. And so in its infant stage, when it's just being born and I have the first loop down, it's a guitar, I have no clue what it's going to be in its entirety. And I like that. I like to go with it. I don't have a formula when I go to play a song. Even if I've played it 5,000 times, I don't have a formula. I go to it with new eyes and say, where is this going to go? Or what am I feeling off it today? Or this tempo a little slower or a little faster, is a little swingier, a little less. And I go with that feeling. So I don't know what it's going to be. And the whole like building the loop stage, I feel like that's the baby being created in the womb. And then right before I'm about to sing, that's when it's birthed. And then when I start singing, that's its entire life and its entirety until its death. And that's the way I see every loop. I don't know what the child is that's going to be born soon, you know. But then once it's born, it's awesome. And I live its life with it, alive. And it's, you know, it's not the same. Even if it's the same song, it's not the same child. You know what I mean? It's like there's no such thing as identical twins. Uh-huh. You know, even if they have a lot of similarities, they have very distinct things that make them individuals that never can be, you know, taken away from them. Thank you.
I see her down there in the water. Nothing more precious than my beautiful daughter with me. My angel and me, oh. My baby and me. She makes me sing. She makes me sing. She makes me sing. Jump in the water, right on time. Jumping in the water, I will be fine. Jump in the water, right on time. Jumping in the water, I will be fine. Jump in the water, right on time. Jumping in the water, I will be fine. Jump in the water, right on time. My baby and me. Darling and me, oh. My angel and me. My daughter and me. My daughter and me. I see her dancing in the river. I'll give anything to keep her near to me. My angel and me, oh. She makes me sing. She makes me sing. Yes, she does. She makes me sing. Listen, people. She makes me sing. Yes, she does. Jump in the water, right on time. Jumping in the water, I will be fine. Jump in the water, right on time. Jumping in the water, I will be fine. Jump in the water, right on time. Jump in the water, I will be fine. Jump in the water, right on time. Oh, my angel and me.